Of all the native languages spoken in Alaska, experts say that Yupik may be the one most likely to be spoken by future generations. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is keeping its language alive through immersion schools, bilingual media, teacher training programs, and, of course, speaking it at home. Bethel native Christopher Liu is doing his part to bring Yupik into the 21st century. KYUK's Teresa Katsourilis has this report.
When we were young, we all recited the Yuyarak at the top of our lungs, all these kids in the middle of the hallway, and it goes, Huankuta Yupikni.
Christopher Liu is reciting a Yupik song that he learned in elementary school.
We, the Yupik people, follow traditional values and principles.
And one of these days, he wants his iPhone to know exactly what he's saying.
We live peacefully, we have faith, and we strive to be strong.
Christopher is a grad student at Stanford studying electrical engineering. He specializes in speech processing and optimization. He's interning at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, also known as NASA, this summer, working on the next Mars orbiter project. And when he's not crunching numbers at NASA, Christopher's training a computer program to recognize Yupik speech.
Would you say you're building Yupik Siri?
I think that's the hope.
Christopher Liu grew up speaking Yupik. His mother's from Nunavichok. He attended Ayapkhun Immersion School in Bethel. In an era of smartphones and increased globalization, he hopes that his speech recognition program will help bring Yupik into the internet age.
Many other people in my generation don't speak Yupik anymore. Everyone's checked into their phones and looking at English media. And having access to Yupik through technology is one way of allowing it to persist and making it easier to use.
But his program faces a number of challenges. Existing speech recognition programs don't really know what to do with Yupik.
Yupik has sounds that English doesn't have, like qa, ch, r. These sounds are not accounted for in English, which is why you can't just speak in Yupik to an English Siri.
And in comparison to many other languages, Yupik's grammatical structure is unique.
You can basically fit two English sentences into one word of Yupik. For example, in English, the phrase, do you want to play cards, would be gashtaryukduden. That whole sentence can be conveyed with just that one word.
So Christopher's training his program to recognize Yupik from scratch, and that means he needs data. If Christopher is going to build Yupik Siri, he needs to compile 100 hours of recorded conversations, fully transcribed, to feed into the software he's writing. So he's asking Calista, LKSD, and other local organizations for help.
I've been fortunate to receive some recordings from KYUK of their Yupik newscast and Yuktuyuk. If everyone worked together to get all the recordings together, and it's not sensitive material, then it would be very helpful.
It's still not clear if Christopher's program is going to work. He says it's a process of trial and error and learning from your mistakes. It can get tedious, but as Christopher goes through hours of tapes, he says his own Yupik is improving.
I've had fun listening to old tapes and old recordings of elders. I get to learn more about traditional knowledge. I always think of samyo. I still don't know yet what it means fully. That was the religion that existed here before Christianity. And I'm still trying to learn what that means. I should know what it means.
For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.